Yoma Perek Ches, Mishnah Tes 8, 9, and the last of the Masechta. The topic here are various attitudes and actions that can be ma'akev tshuva, that can inhibit or impede one's ability to do tshuva. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer echte va'ashuv, echte va'ashuv. If a person says, I'll do a sin and then I'll do tshuva, and then again he says, I'll do a sin and then I'll do tshuva. So then, ein maspikim biyadu la'asos tshuva. They won't enable him in heaven the opportunity to do tshuva. That is to say that he won't have siyat deshmaya, there won't be any sort of assistance from heaven that will prompt him or aid him to do tshuva. The idea here is that if a person does an avera and a second time does an avera with this, in this way, so by the second time the whole thing's become a big game, it's as if it's not really forbidden to him. And that being the case, he won't be motivated to do tshuva and it's just not going to happen. In other words, we're not saying that a person can't do tshuva. Tshuva is always acceptable before Hashem, and a person who does tshuva certainly will be accepted and will become cleansed, etc. But the point here is that both psychologically as well as far as hashgacha goes, there won't be an assistance from heaven or a likely ability for him to do tshuva because of his attitude. Now, the focus here seems to be that he's doing it twice, echta v'ashuv, and then again echta v'ashuv, which would mean it's very possible that if he just says a one-time echta v'ashuv, the pshat would be that, of course, by having the attitude before he does the sin, I'm only doing the sin because I can do tshuva afterwards, that certainly is not just wrong, but actually is also ma'akev tshuva. The Gemara clearly says explicitly that if a person even says one time echtav ashuv, that's one of the things that are ma'akev tshuva, inhibited from doing tshuva. The difference is, of course, that at least if he wants to do tshuva, well, we won't. He used the possibility of doing tshuva as the tool that enabled him to do his avera, because he wouldn't have done it perhaps if he didn't know he could do tshuva afterwards. So to that extent, he's not deserving of the opportunity to do tshuva. But it hasn't yet become nasa kehetzer, like it's permitted to him in his head psychologically, and certainly Hashem always stands ready to receive his tshuva, so very possibly if he does it just once, he certainly has while it's ma'ake, if it does inhibit, he certainly could do tshuva much more easier than the second time, and at all events, of course, will be accepted. Similarly, the Mishnah says, echte, if a person says, I will do the sin, v'yom ha-kippurim mechaper, and I don't have to worry because Yom Kippur will atone for this sin. Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. No, it won't, says the Mishnah. Now, when we say no, it won't, Yom Kippur certainly will be Mechaper to anyone who does tshuva. The idea here, again, very similar to the first line of the Mishnah, is if a person goes into the Avera with the attitude that it's just a free-for-all and a game and Yom Kippur will solve my problems, so then he won't either have the psychological drive or the motivation or input or hashgacha from heaven to prompt him to do tshuva in the first place. This is so similar in pshat to the first line of the Mishnah that according to the Tosfos Yom Tov, the actual pshat here is he says, echtav yom kippur mechaper, echtav yom kippur mechaper. The same idea that actually he does it and then does it again a second time. And that's why Yom Kippur is not going to help him, not because Yom Kippur couldn't help him. Yom Kippur, certainly the actual itzumo shayom, the day itself, is mechaper on Shavim, whoever does tshuva. But again, because it's Nasa Keheter, it became like the thing's not even really forbidden in his mind because he has a sort of like, it's just a game. That being the case, he won't come to do tshuva properly, therefore he won't be deserving of the kapara that Yom Kippur could afford him had he done tshuva. The Mishnah continues and says, Averish bin Adam Lamakom. When you're talking about sins that are between a person and Hashem, Hamakom is a reference to Hashem, the omnipresent, the eternal, ever-present Hashem. He's called Hamakom because he is the place of the world, so to speak, as opposed to the world being the place for him because he's outside of space and time. So then, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur will atone for anybody who does tshuva. Always don't forget to insert that in the pshat here. Anyone who does tshuva, comes Yom Kippur, he will be atoned when it comes to his affairs between Hashem and him, because Hashem loves him and wants to accept him, of course. However, averush ben adam lechavero, if you're talking about a vera, some kind of transgression that implicated hurting another person, that fellow Jew, let's say, is a victim of, let's say, either of some kind of crime, you broke his window, you stole his money, or even if you insulted him, just said words that hurt his feelings, in all those cases, ein Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur alone will not atone, ad shiratz es chavero, until one first appeases his fellow. So that is to say that Yom Kippur alone is sort of Hashem's reacceptance of you. But if the relationship between you and your fellow Jew is damaged, then you still are sullied by that, being the agents of that damage, and have to remedy it first. No going around it. It's sort of, you can imagine, it's analogous to me, you know, breaking your window, then saying, I'm really sorry about your window. And then you say, okay, good. And now that's $50. You say, I'm not going to pay for the window. I'm just sorry I did it. What does that mean? You're sorry you did it. You have to rectify the issue as well. So you have to rectify the issue with your fellow who's been damaged or hurt by you. And therefore, that has to come first. And then one would have to do also, in addition, do tshuva. In the normal process of tshuva, those three steps, as well as the vidui, because, of course, with every Avera bin an l'chavero, when you hurt your fellow, is also Hashem also said not to do it, and therefore it's also an Avera bin an l'mako. Now, on this, Eszu Darash Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, not Eliezer, but Elazar ben Azaria, he actually has a drasha to support this idea that it only is between you and Hashem, bin an l'mako, issues that can be atoned with tshuva and kippur alone. But if a person, a fellow Jew was involved, you would need to actually appease him as well, because the pasuk says, "Mikol chato seichel lifnei Hashem titaru." The pasuk says, "On Yom Kippur you'll be cleansed from mikol chato seichem, all of your sins lifnei Hashem, that are before Hashem." His drash is, "Aveira shebin arun lamakom, if it's between you and Hashem, then Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur can atone for those. But aveira shebin arun lachavero, those aren't just lifnei Hashem; those are before your friend as well. Ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur alone can't be mechaper." Won't be mechaper until ad shiratas chavero, until you appease your friend. Now, finally, as the Masechta ends, the Mishnah says, "Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael." Rabbi Akiva points out how fortunate the Jewish people are, and now he's going to have a bit of a double language here. He's going to say, "Lifnei mi atem mitarin, before whom do you purify yourselves? U mi mitar eschem, and who purifies you?" That double expression is because that tshuva can really come from two starting points. Either it could be that a person is motivated by his own self, his sense of propriety, his love of Hashem, his fear of onish, and therefore he's motivated to want to rectify himself and do tshuva, so it comes from him. That's great. But sometimes a person isn't sufficiently moved or able to bring himself to do tshuva alone. He needs help from heaven, and Hashem prompts him to do tshuva, putting thoughts, feelings into him that prompt him to do tshuva. So sometimes the starting point is his own internal motivation, pulling himself up by his bootstraps, and sometimes it's Hashem prompting him, so to speak, externally, giving the impetus to do the tshuva. So there's two drives there and two possible starting points, and that's really what's reflected here in these two stages of Rabbi Akiva, where he says it could be that lifnei mi atem mitaharin, before whom do you purify yourselves? That is, if you do it starting the motivation from your own self. Umi mitar eschem, and who purifies you? That's if Hashem is starting the process to mitar you. Who is that? Avichem shebashamayim, it's your Father in heaven, shne'emar. Now we're going to bring two psukim here. The first pasuk will be a proof to that second idea that Hashem sometimes acts to purify you. He takes the leading role because he wants you to be cleansed and reestablish your relationship with him. Shne'emar, as the pasuk says, v'zerakti aleichem mayim tahorim, I have thrown upon you the purifying waters, utahartem, and I purified you. And that pasuk is a pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Vav, chapter 36 in Yechezkel, which is preceded by an idea, a few psukim before, where Hashem says, lo lamanchem, not for your sakes, ani osa beis Yisrael, I'm not doing this for the Jews, ki im, rather l'shem kachi, for my own name, my own sanctification, my own name, asher chilaltem begoyim, that the Jews have desecrated amongst the nations of the world. So Hashem does it for his sake, so to speak. That's the second case. Hashem prompts us to do tshuva because he wants us to be on the straight and narrow and be rectified. But other times, va'omer, mikveh Yisrael. Sometimes Hashem is referred to as a mikveh Yisrael, a mikvah for the Jewish people. That's when we jump into him, so to speak, returning to his arms, so to speak, motivated by our own actions. And that pasuk mikveh Yisrael is a reference. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Yudalad, chapter 14 of Yirmiyah, and that is also preceded by psukim that suggests that it's us doing it because we want to return to Hashem. As the pasuk says, "Im avonenu anu vanu Hashem, aseh leman shemecha ki rabo meshuvosenu lecha chatanu." We recognize we have sinned and we want to return to you, and so we're motivated to do it. And therefore, Hashem acts as the mikveh, so to speak, to purify us when we go to Him. Ma mikveh matahar es hatameim, just as the mikveh, those purifying waters, will cleanse and purify tuma. Afakadosh Baruch Hu matahar es Yisrael. So too, Hashem, when we return to His embrace, so to speak, that reconnection to Hashem and immersing ourselves in that dveikus, that reconnection to Hashem, is in and of itself, when we return to Hashem, automatically we are purified because Hashem is waiting for us to return to Him. And as soon as we do, doing our tshuva, immediately we are fully and entirely cleansed. To the extent we said in the previous Mishnah, there could be some other steps required, but Hashem is certainly waiting for us to return to Him. And every time is a great time to do it. Yom Kippur is a special day, miyuchad, designated for tshuva, but really a person should do tshuva every day. It's very important, and in fact, perhaps the most important thing of all. And with that, we finish Maseches Yuma. Kol hakavod to everyone who stuck it out to the end. And Bez Hashem next, Maseches Sukkah.